This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot of opinions coming in.
I think if you talk about a playoff game long enough, it becomes a must-win. The longer you start mulling over the permutations and everything, Kenny, I think that's what happened. I think you were trying to talk reason in everybody. And by the end of the segment, it's like, we got to win this game. It's a big playoff game. Let's go. It's how the playoffs work. Let's get off to a great start.
Yeah. We ready?
We're ready.
Good. We got Curtis Danberg in here. He is the Senior Vice President, Communication and Community Impact. Well, it's a long title, and I have to remember it every single time. But we do have a lot of reaction about the game coming up tomorrow, 1 o'clock, as Tanner Bibee's going to go. When do the Tigers have to make their declaration of who they're going to start? Are we getting time?
I think the roster has to be set early this afternoon, so we should know. It looks like we'll get Scooble on game two. So going back to what you were saying, I think really important to set the tone and win game one.
All right, every year that we get into the playoffs, I either have a gut feeling in a good way or a bad way. In 2016, we got all the bad news about the starting pitching, and I'm like, well, we're doomed. Like, we got no shot. So I was wrong. My gut feeling was wrong. 2017, I thought we were going to win the World Series. We were doing pep rallies leading into that, and we were so excited. And then, unfortunately, we know the rest is history. Do you have a gut feeling, Curtis? Has your gut feeling served you well over time?
I don't know if it served me well or not, but I guess I'm cautiously optimistic. It's been such a unique year. It's been kind of a fairy tale, as we've talked about, starting with the eclipse and just the way it's played out with the first-year manager and Steven Vogt. So I'm hopeful. I mean, nobody could have had on their bingo card that there'd be three AL Central teams left in
Insane.
The four. There's not a team that's been like over 100 wins that is a sure bet. So why not us?
So the one thing, I don't know if it's an X factor, the one variable that we just don't know about is how is this layoff? How is the team dealing with the layoff? And, you know, there have been times with Tito, there was a bit of a layoff and simulation games and, you know, that's obviously not the real thing, but these guys are hungry in the clubhouse watching all these other playoff games. How do you deal with something like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's real. I mean, baseball is a game of day in and day out, and then you have like a week off. So we've been doing simulated games, trying to emulate what it would be like to be playing. And we've got crowd noise, and they've been playing and still not having a packed house. But
you've had crowd noise.
We've had crowd noise.
You've pumped in the crowd
pumped
noise.
Pumped it in.
Do you do like the Florida State war chant or
no,
something? Like, what do you guys do?
Just crowd noise. It's like white noise, what I used to go to sleep.
That'd be even more. I can't listen to the white noise.
I'm a big fan.
Is there a person designated to go to the drink rails and stomp on the metal floor? Because I know when I'm out there.
You hear that, though, in the ambient crowd noise.
In the ambient crowd noise, are there people going, woo, woo, late in the game? Because that's always the crowd pleaser for me. We've had whole segments on that.
It's not a crowd pleaser for me.
Oh, I love it. I'm sorry. I know you guys all hate it.
It's the wrestling in you.
It's
the wrestling.
I go, I hope that never goes away. And people are like, I hate you for saying that. I go, I love it. I gotta get you on record, though, about something else. It has nothing to do with game one. Obviously, you know where I'm going. Terry Francona.
Yeah.
The Reds Were you surprised? What are you thinking there, eh, bud?
I guess not surprised in the sense that, you know, Tito had his health issues. You know, he moved on. But at the same time, he kind of teased out there even last year that, hey, I might come back. And he's a guy, it's in his blood. He's a baseball lifer sitting at home. He just can't sit at home. And the opportunity picked up. The Reds were in town towards the end of the season. They said, hey, we're going to go after Tito. And I was like, oh, that might be a pretty nice fit. So rest assured, it's probably looking that way. He's going to be the Reds manager. And the Ohio Cup's going to a whole different level.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Yes. Are you guys actually going to have the celebration now? Come on, do the celebration.
We had the celebration this
no,
past
you,
one.
You did. I was
fake
so
celebration.
Thankful.
We got you. Almost.
You got. I was thankful I didn't go ranting and raving. I told, he's on another radio station. I can't say his name, but I think we all know who I'm talking about. The guy who reports from the dugout. And I said, I was just thankful because he said something. He goes, oh, I was talking about somebody else at another station. Not you. I go, I was just thankful I didn't go ranting and raving.
We had a little because fun with that.
We had Cookie Pie here. And he's like, they celebrated getting the first round bye. They really did that. So I'm like, he was upset. And I go, if I had that idea in me and I was going to yell and rant and rave about fake pictures.
And it turns out it never happened.
On social media.
Yeah.
Lord almighty.
And it's fun. Next year, the new schedule has us our prime rival, which is the Reds, goes from 4 games to 6 games. We have 2 3-game series. So Ohio Cup is being elevated.
Is it still? Does that mean weekends?
Not next year, but okay. Hopefully at some point we get back to the weekends.
Okay.
It would take it to another level. There's no doubt. And this year was a weird scheduling quirk that it's at the end of the season.
Right.
You know, what are we, could you be playing for something this year? We know the way it worked out. I asked Ken, or I told Ken on the way in today, I'm thinking the lights are up at Progressive Field. Postseason baseball, there is an amazing connotation. Immediately my memory goes back to Tony Pena. Right, and an amazing, miraculous October moments that I still get chills, like literally as I'm talking about them, because you can't see it ahead of time. I mean, you never know. Lonnie Chisenhall has an amazing playoff moment off David Price. Like this
Oscar
stuff.
Gonzalez.
Oscar
2 years
Gonzalez,
ago.
Right. Rajay Davis.
You never
Davis.
Know who's going
to
be the hero.
You just never know, which prompted me to want to power rank them. And Curtis, who better to power rank? Top three. Amazing playoff moments, Curtis.
Wow.
We
wait
have music
for the music.
For it.
We got
we
the
have music
now.
For it. Just what comes to you because we've had so many in that stadium.
Rajay Davis is homer, game
number
7.
Number one.
Jim Thome's World Series.
Oh, yeah.
Homer off the Braves when he had the bat flip before bat flips were in vogue.
Before they were chic.
In 95. And probably Pena. I mean, that set the tone.
That set it. That's
I mean,
yes.
From we hadn't won
yes.
for so many years in that division series, the rain delay, what was it like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, Payne hits that homer. I'll add one other one. And
a fourth, a bonus.
A fourth. 2016, when LeBron James came out on the game 2 against the Red Sox, I remember the Red Sox talking about, they brought out LeBron. This year, game 2, we're bringing out D. Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell's going to yell play ball.
And he's been watching.
For game 2. Just
he's
like,
been watching the playoffs so
yeah,
far.
Big fan. So hopefully we bring LeBron game 2 of the division series in 16 and we're bringing D. Mitch game 2 of the division series here in 2024.
Now, what does he do if you guys play the Mets in the World Series?
Didn't think
let's
about
get
that.
There. Now, oh, I thought about it.
Okay. A good problem to have.
Good
that's what
have.
We call that.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
That is a good problem to have.
We're not losing a Frankie. Come
all
on.
Right. Anything else for him there, Tom?
No, I just can't wait because this is such a different season. People know in this town how amazing the heroes that get created this time of year. And that's why I was asking about a gut feeling because I have no idea what to think about this team. We've been talking about how wide open the American League
that's
has been the entire time. Yeah. So why not us?
Why not us? Rock your red. Gates open 2 hours prior. 108 Saturday, 408 on Anthony's rocking his
I'm
red.
I'm rocking it. Come on. It's been a
after investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kenny,
you're not in the cat.
Got the rally towel.
Got a rocket.
Red rally towel.
Let's go.
Go, guards.
I don't know how to do it the right way. There we go. Thank you.
And Travis Freiman.
Travis Freiman. Yeah, we reached out to him kind of, you know, in honor of our player development system and his role in the player development, but we asked him before we end up playing the Tigers. So his history with the Tigers, it lines up well. Josh Tomlin, game two, throwing out the first pitch. And we have D'Angelo Graham singing the anthem. Somebody by the name of Daniel Danberg singing on Monday. Go Guards is right.
She does a very good job doing it.
Thank you.
You should be very proud.
I am very proud of
her. Yeah, I know you
are. Her biggest fan.
Curtis Danberg, Guardians Vice President of Communications and Community Impact, joining us in studio in the Smart Choice Windows and More studio. Curtis, thank you very much for your time, friend.
Thank you.
Curtis Danberg joining us in the Smart Choice Windows and More studios. 216-474-0092. All right, back to the must-win thing. You've convinced me here over the last 15 minutes, both of you, really all three. I'll give Mitch some credit, too, that it does feel in that sense. Some people said, well, you know, because I've looked at Tarek Skubal, and I'm thinking, you know, he's a good pitcher. I don't take any disrespect out of him. I do think that you could hit him. You've hit him before. It was like you won the games and just killed him out there. He's a good pitcher. I mean, he's a Cy Young leader and probably will win the Cy Young this year. However, if you were to face him in a game two, I would still be confident in a game two because we're still, if you're a game one, I just got to get them out of their heat. So if I get the win in game one, then it's like, all right, I cooled them off a little bit. Can Tarek Skubal put the heat back in, or can I get him in game two and then put a lot of pressure on them for game three when they head back up? Like, that's one of the things that I think we have to consider here. So, yeah, in a lot of ways, I guess you guys are right. I guess it does make it a must-win. There's several people who are saying it's not a must-win. Several people. And I wanted to say it wasn't a must-win to begin with. I don't think I can. I think that this is a must-win here. And I think that that's what the Guardians have to do. 216-474-0092. We did ask him about Terry Francona being the manager of the Guardians. We opened it up with it. There were a few people who were really upset at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
That he became the manager of the Reds. Officially, where do you stand on it?
I'm happy for him. Like, he's been, you know, intertwined with professional baseball in his city for a decade. It was amazing that we even got him to begin with. I couldn't believe it the day he brought in. Then obviously the 2016 run was so magical. It's just so unfortunate they were up 3-1 and couldn't hold on, or you'd have a World Series here, even further cementing his status as one of the great managers of the last 50 years. And, you know, at the end, it seemed like it was time, right? It seemed like it was time to go. And even at the time, I know health absolutely was a factor because he wasn't able to manage, you know, the full seasons there at the end. But at the same time, you know, Kenny, we had talked about it. It's time to find the next manager. It's time to find that individual. And I don't know. I don't know whether there was a rift at the end. Maybe they didn't see things the exact same way. But I remember we had Tim Kirkchian on last April, and it did not shock me when that news came down the other day because Tim was right here on our radio station talking about the future of Terry Francona.
American League manager told me a year ago, Tito is going to get healthy. He's going to get in better shape to manage, meaning he's going to get of as many health problems as he can, and then he'll be back in a year and a half. That's what he told me. Now, do I think that's going to happen? My guess at the moment is no. My guess is he's not going to manage again. But is there a chance? Absolutely.
I thought there was always a chance that he'd manage again. With the age of a lot of managers, guys who come back, they tend to calm down franchises. They tend to be a steady ship for franchises, guys who have been in it before, guys who have won World Series before. And we've seen a couple of the older guys catch fire, and like Jack McKeon ended up winning a World Series and some of those other guys. Like, you've seen him kind of be able to do it. Now, I feel good for him now. I have to say, if they went out and they won a World Series before the Guardians did again, I'd probably change my mind. I'd have to feel very jealous But depending on where the Guardians are at, like,
yeah, it's gonna be weird to see him in another team's uniform. Obviously,
yeah. If we're still a postseason team, then it's like, okay, them's the breaks. If all of a sudden the wheels come off this thing and we're terrible, and they become a powerhouse in the National League, like, yeah, I'm gonna feel a little bit different about it. I'm probably gonna be jealous, and I'm probably gonna look at the Guardians' direction. But with Francona, I don't think it's gonna go that way. I don't think they're going to be a miserable disaster. They're going to be good. They will be professional. They should be taken care of. I'm glad that it ended somewhat amicably. I know that it was like, well, you know, maybe it's time for all parties to part. Okay, fine. I do believe that the Guardians would not be here had he still been the manager. And it's not about whether or not he was making the right calls or the wrong calls. I think that this year kind of exposed some of the things that we were kind of behind the times on. The bunting, the station-to-station stuff, approaches at the plate, they were so much more, and sometimes to our detriment, as we found out in August, they were so much more aggressive at the plate than what they've been over the last several years because they didn't have Terry Francona anymore, kind of putting the brakes on him in that case. And he did what he could to put this team in a winning position, and he did for a long period of time. It wasn't because of those decisions I didn't think that they'd be a postseason baseball team. It's for the simple fact he wasn't healthy. So as long as he was going to be the manager of the Guardians, he wasn't going to have the chance to go out and get healthy again. Now that he's had some time to not be in the air, be traveling, having to live out of the suitcase and do all the things and be home for a few days at a time, now that he's kind of had a chance to like sit down and relax and then get to work on his body and his health, then things could be a little bit different for him. But because he was a part-time manager is a cheap shot, but a guy who had to take time off because of health problems, no, I did not think that they would be back in the postseason at all. I don't think that we would have this type of play out of some of the players that we've had. Tyler Freeman, what is that? Todd Derry's fantasy football team name?
That's Matt.
Yeah, or Matt Derry's fantasy football team name. Like, I think there's guys there that have blossomed and got the chance to blossom because Tito isn't there.
And that's why I don't understand why anybody could be mad this morning at Tito or the situation at all. Like, you should be feeling
mad at the Guardians
you
for
should,
it.
Yeah, you should be feeling really, really good about the start of postseason baseball tomorrow and how this city is going to get behind a baseball team. That's the stuff you should be thinking about.
Yeah, I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at the Guardians. I guess I'm happy for him, even though I don't really know him that well whatsoever. Only met him a couple times. I think he's a fine manager. Clearly, he's one of the best that's ever been a professional manager of any sort, head coach in this city. And I think what we're seeing here is he left the team in a good situation. It was time to make that change. And right now I got a team that's in the postseason, and Stephen Vogt looks like he's going to be manager of the year when this is all said and done. So we're in a really good place right now. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.